Well, the National Park Service turns 100 years old this month, and to celebrate, we've been taking a tour of some of the country's most popular national parks. Today, we'll hear about Zion National Park in Utah. It was Utah's first national park. Joining us is Allie Baltras. She is Chief of Interpretation and Visitor Services at Zion National Park. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And I was lucky enough to visit Zion earlier this summer. It is an absolutely incredible and beautiful park, but describe it for people who've never been there.
It really is amazing. The park is characterized by these high plateaus and these narrow, deep canyons. It's all sandstone. It just has rock towers and mesas and just absolutely gorgeous. The North Fork of the Virgin River carves deep through it. So unlike a lot of the parks like the Grand Canyon where you look down into the canyon, at Zion it's a more intimate experience. You're actually at the bottom looking at these sandstone cliffs that are 1,500 feet above you.
And how was it formed? And the other thing I wondered is, why is it that when you get out of the park, it's like, boom, you're in a completely different kind of landscape? It's just a very contained area that looks the way that Zion does.
Yeah, and a lot of the areas around here look different. Even parts within Zion can be very different from one another. The main canyon was really carved out by that Virgin River, and that's why it looks the way it does. Essentially, you are, when you're inside Zion, you're on this huge old sand dune, so larger than any other sand dune in the history of the world. And, you know, it's just that Virgin River that looks real small, but slowly has, you know, just been tearing at that sandstone and making this really incredible canyon.
So Zion is not very far away from Bryce Canyon, but Bryce was formed in a totally different way, right?
Yes. So Bryce is even a different stone. It's more limestone than sandstone, which is completely different from what you find here at Zion.
And of course, Zion is famous for its hikes. There are a lot of them. One of the ones that's most famous, perhaps, is Angel's Landing. Tell us about that one.
So Angel's Landing is an amazing hike. The first probably three quarters of it is just about hiking out of the canyon up onto the plateau. And it is steep and it is rugged, but it's a fabulous hike. And then you get to Scout's Lookout. From there, the last half mile or so of Angel's Landing is actually a completely different trail. It becomes very narrow. It's only a couple of feet wide in certain areas. And essentially, it is what we call three-point contact trail, where you might need your 2 feet and a hand, your 2 hands and 1 foot. You might be, you know, just sort of climbing a little bit as you're going, and extreme drop-offs, so 1,500 feet on either side, and a very narrow trail. And so there is a chain that most people use to help them get up. It's not for everybody.
It wasn't for me. I decided not to do that part, although in part because there were so many people there at the time,
right,
that it seemed like it would be dangerous. You might get knocked off balance or something like that by trying to navigate all of these people. And also there are, I'd love to hear about this, there are a lot of little chipmunks that come up to you on these hikes because they want you to feed them.
Yes, yes. So Angel's Landing, you definitely need to be careful and you need to be aware of your body size. And I don't mean just yourself, but if you're wearing a backpack or something like that, that you might not be normally walking around with. But just understand that when you're turning, you know, you're not bumping into people because your backpack is large, you know, just to have an awareness. And also on that trail, especially as it's getting more and more busy at Zion, you need to take turns. So you let a couple of people down, then a couple of you go up and back and forth. So there's areas that are a little wider and you'll have to wait. So you will take a little bit longer. But yes, as for our chipmunks and our squirrels, they are the most dangerous animals here at Zion. we do have mountain lions. We do see bear from time to time on the plateau, but much more likely to get a finger bitten by a chipmunk or a squirrel.
And what about the dangers at Zion? We know that 7 hikers were killed last year when a flash flood occurred when they were in one of the canyons hiking. But nature can be pretty fierce there at Zion.
Yeah, Zion is actually a pretty rugged environment. So folks that come really need to, A, listen to their bodies and understand that, you know, if you're not used to climbing up, that you might have heart issues or something like that. It's not for everybody. But then also pay attention to the environment. It is completely different from most of the United States. If you treat our sandstone kind of like concrete, when any sort of rain hits it, it just simply flows downhill and it will pool in certain areas. So we do get horrible flash floods.
How long have you worked at Zion?
I've been here for about 4 years.
And what is your favorite thing to do there?
I love water, so I've always been drawn to the Narrows. Even before I started working here as a park ranger, I think that area is just fantastic. There's no other place like it where the river really is the trail. But Zion has so many unique water features where we are in the desert, but yet, you know, you can go to Emerald Pools and actually walk underneath a waterfall, or you can feel the walls at Weeping Rock just continually pour water out. And in the spring, fabulous wildflowers that just literally grow right out of the canyon walls. We call them hanging gardens. It's just fantastic. So for me, it's anything related to water out here.
Why do you think that of the big parks in your area of the country, Zion, Bryce, Canyonlands, and Arches, that Zion draws so many more visitors?
I think Zion is very easy to get to, especially from Interstate 15, from Las Vegas Airport. We also have this great little circle of parks. So a lot of people do more than one park. And Zion is situated in a way that almost everybody would come to Zion as they go to other places. But Zion is actually just breathtaking. It is completely unique. Unfortunately, it's rather small, at least the section of the park that everybody wants to go to. And so that's where some of our crowding issues occur, is that it's only about 4 miles long, which is the main canyon. And that's where places like Angel's Landing, the Narrows, Emerald Pools, Weeping Rock, all of them are fairly close together.
Well, it's an incredible park, and we thank you for telling us about it. Allie Baltris, Chief of Interpretation and Visitor Services at Zion National Park. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And you can find all our conversations about the national parks at hereandnow.org. This summer, we've taken a tour on the radio of Great Smoky Mountains National Park, Everglades, Acadia, and Denali. And later this month, we're going to be broadcasting from a national park for the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service, if we can figure out how to successfully broadcast live radio from the wilderness. And let us know if you have visited a national park this summer. You have sent me some great pictures on Twitter at Jeremy Hobson, and you can show me your photos from the national parks. I just tweeted out a picture of my view from Angel's Landing at Zion National Park, a beautiful view.